Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame show. We're live outside Hurricanes, enjoying here on Canal Street just before the home opener as the Boston Bruins are about to take on the Ottawa Senators. We're joined by the team president, Cam Neely. I know you had a chance to take in and enjoy a lot of home openers for Boston in the past. This is a great atmosphere out here, but I want to focus on the team in particular. In the first 20 games, what are some of the things that you're going to be looking for? Because here in the first two games, it's been two very different outcomes for the Boston Bruins.
Well, we need more of the second game than the first, that's for sure. I think just develop over the course of the season, get ourselves in a good position by U.S. Thanksgiving is always a good sign. But more importantly, it's really just having the guys play the way the coach wants them to play. Play with some pace and be smart with the puck.
Cam, what are your biggest takeaways coming into the season or concerns, I should say, coming into the season? You know, when you look at this team, you had some good success last year. We weren't sure what to expect. Now you've got some guys who are second-year guys.
Right.
I think Ryan Donato's the only first-year guy. What are your concerns, biggest concerns coming into the season?
Well, for me, it's always going to be health. You know, you hope that you get through camp healthy. We almost made it. We lost Torrey Krug last game, so that hurts us a little bit. But throughout the season, I mean, you lose one of your big guys for any length of time, you're in trouble. And, you know, the league is so competitively balanced that you got to be as healthy as possible and get some luck along the way. But for me, it's health and then the emergence of the second-year players. I want to see them improve.
The core players obviously have to drive the train. They certainly did the other night in Buffalo. And all of those guys seem like they were coming off productive seasons last year. What would you like to see them duplicate this year?
Well, again, a little more of the same. That Bergeron really drives the bus. And you saw a difference in Pasternak's and Marchand's game when Berge got back in the lineup. Those two are great wingers, obviously. Want to see more of the same from them. Pasta's young. He can still grow. Brad, he wants to be the best player on the ice every night. And that's the way a lot of our better players feel. They want to be the best players, and that's what you want in them.
A little bit of a mixed bag, I guess, in training camp, Cam. It was a little unorthodox, of course, with China. But what did you see? It's a time for the younger guys to really kind of showcase themselves. And what did you see from some of those younger players, and who are you excited about moving forward?
Well, it was a good opportunity for centermen in particular to really, I think they saw an opportunity with maybe a third-line role. So we had Trent Frederick and Jack Sinica and obviously JFK. They're exciting players. They're just not quite ready yet. Maybe they need a little more seasoning in Providence, and then maybe we'll see him at some point throughout the year. Not Sinica, he's back in junior, but... Those guys are promising centermen for our hockey club. And, you know, a little different, like you said, most of the team in China, some left here behind. Ice surface a little different size, so that's not what the guys are used to. But overall, I think it was a great trip for them. But more importantly, for those young players to really see that, you know, there is opportunity. We've always said if you deserve to play, you'll play.
And Juro Vaakanainen opened up some eyes as well. He was here for the beginning of the season, actually. Didn't play in any games, but... Did you see what you wanted from him? He certainly opened some eyes with the coaching staff.
Well, he really did. I mean, his first pass was really smart. You know, high hockey IQ, smart first pass, skates really well, closes gaps good. He surprised a lot of us. I know, you know, our scouts were very high of him, obviously, when we drafted him. But to see him at development camp and then see him against NHL players like Calgary, it certainly opens some eyes for us.
Last thing, Cam, what are some of your memories from opening day, whether it's TD Garden or Boston Garden? I was looking back. You had a couple of hat tricks on opening day here.
Yeah, I got jacked up for the start of the season. That's always an exciting time, opening day. And then you want to put on a good show for your fans at home. I think one of them was when we opened the new building. So I wanted to get the first goal in the new building. That didn't happen, but I got the first hat trick.
Cam, thanks for jumping on. We really appreciate it. Enjoy opening day and good luck this season.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it. That's the president of the team, Cam Neely. When the Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame show continues, we'll hear from the head coach, Bruce Cassidy, on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Bruins Radio Network, driven by the award-winning Honda Pilot.